with that, we bring in who I know he's going to talk about wind turbines, Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. Welcome, Seth, and good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and of course, I urge everyone to look up libertyandprosperity.com online, because every time I want to bring up all of these important points, I somehow get distracted, never get to them. So if you go online, you'll see all this stuff posted at the blog. I guess with the economy, we talk about that all the time. And instead of just talking about inflation or high prices, we have to have some basic literacy as to what causes inflation. And inflation is when you have too many dollars out there and no one's producing anything for those dollars. And of course, with all due respect, the inflation we have today started with Trump, during the COVID, when he borrows and spends $7 trillion to basically pay everybody to stay home and not produce anything. So if nothing is being produced and everybody has dollars in their hands, yes, you're going to have inflation. Another cause of high prices is this war against gas, oil, and fossil fuels and nuclear energy. If you don't have enough electricity and you're paying people, when we pay stuff to the electric company, it used to be if you paid for a dollar to the electric company, you get a dollar worth of electricity. Now you pay a dollar to the electric company, you only get about 20 cents worth of electricity, because the other 80 cents is being used to pay people with solar panels, wind turbines, and all of this feel-good green energy stuff. So it's people have everything is costing more. But then there's another element that nobody talks about, and I have a good friend called Ricky Ackerman, who grew up in Atlantic City, graduated Atlantic City High School in 1967 with me. He became a financial analyst. He's saying, be careful what you wish for, because the Great Depression was caused by something called deflation. Deflation is when everybody's broke and nobody has money to buy anything. And right now, if people don't have money to buy houses or buy cars or buy anything, and people think that they're rich because they have all these pension plans or 401ks, and suddenly the stock market crashes or the real estate market crashes, or the pension funds go broke, and people who thought they had $1 million to retire on only have $200,000, then they're not. Then, prices will be low, but no one's going to have any money to buy anything. So instead of talking about inflation or deflation, we have to understand what makes a society work. And what used to make America work is that if you paid somebody a dollar for something, you got something that was worth a dollar. Right now, people are getting paid money who don't produce anything, and people who are working real hard are not getting paid for what they do. So there's no connection between achievement and compensation, and that's what you have in these socialist, crazy, communist countries. But that's not what I call it. One thing that I think is worth noticing, because you keep saying Trump, 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 there are other candidates out there, and one of them is Ron DeSantis, of course. But there's a news item came out that I think Trump was talking to Maria Bartiromo in a Fox News interview that's going to go on the air tomorrow, and he said he made a big mistake hiring Chris Wray to be his FBI director, because he's blaming Chris Wray for all the problems. So people were asking Trump, well, why did you hire him in the first place? And Trump announced in this interview, well, I did it because Chris Christie strongly advised me to do that. He was my top advisor. And so that goes to the question, well, if Trump was supposed to take on the deep state and get rid of the establishment, why was he relying on Chris Christie to be his top advisor? And why was he hiring people who Chris Christie recommended? But the interesting thing about this is this whole discussion that's just coming out nationwide. Harry Hurley was talking about that 3 weeks ago. And it's amazing how many things that you know, that we talk about here in Atlantic City on, you know, WPG Talk Radio at the Liberty and Prosperity meetings that we have Saturday 9:30 to 10:30 in Summers Point. We talk about this stuff on a Saturday, and it becomes national news 2 or 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
And this is just one example of that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to the wind turbines. There's going to be a lot of activity today, and by today I mean Saturday. If you're listening to the program Sunday, we're talking about yesterday. But Saturday, July 15th, there'll be this morning, in just about an hour and a half, if you're listening on Saturday, hands across the beaches, there'll be demonstrations against the wind turbines in many beach towns. In Ocean City, it'll be at 14th Street at 11 o'clock. Margate will be in front of Lucy. Cape May will be on Congress Beach. Sea Isle City, JFK Boulevard, Stone Harbor, 96th Street. If you want to know the locations, go to the libertyandprosperity.com website. We have them listed there. Defend Brigantine Beach will be having a fundraiser a Saturday tonight, 5 o'clock at the VFW on 31st Street. Besides these demonstrations, there's all sorts of skirmishing going on. Cities like Ocean City and Atlantic City are not giving permits for the wind turbine companies to bring their cables ashore. The wind turbine people, Ørsted, they're filing lawsuits to force them to do it. So you have all of that going on. But the big issue is, as horrible as the wind turbines will look, the fact that they just do not work. And I won't repeat all the stuff we talked about for the last couple of weeks, other than I'll tell your friend who said, well, don't wind turbines produce electricity? And the short answer is yes, so does lightning. You want to stick a pole in your house and hook it up to your TV and see what happens? Yeah, the problem with lightning and wind and sun is it comes and goes, and you don't know when it's going to come or when it's going to go, and if you have too much, it burns everything up. If you don't have enough, everything crashes, and you can't store it. There are no batteries big enough. And by the way, I thought it was interesting. Last week, Friday a week ago, in Wildwood, you had 24,000 homes and businesses in the Wildwoods had no power. 8,000 got their power back by the end of the day, but you had 16,000 people had no electric power for 2 full days. And, of course, that wasn't because of power shortage there. It was because they had a failure of power transformers. But it shows where you end up when the priority is not getting the job done. When the priority is, oh, we hire people for diversity. Oh, we hire people because we want sustainability. But nobody in the electric company is getting hired because I know how electricity works and I know how to work transformers. I know how to work wires. There's no, emphasis on achievement. So how can you have a power failure like that? And there's it should be front page news. It should be who is responsible, or who did something wrong. Where's the Board of Public Utilities? Who's protecting the public? But you don't even know about it. You just see it. It's mentioned, and then it goes away. But we're doing nothing about it. We just blow up power plants at Beasley's Point. But all this what happened in a while, that's going to be normal. And to get the word out, I know a lot of people or a lot of groups are doing a lot of stuff about these wind turbines. But I think the only group that is really tying everything together and connecting the dots is libertyandprosperity.com with that postcard we have. And it's not just a postcard. It gives all the arguments of why the wind turbines and the whole green energy program is a disaster. And they could be picked up from our group. Just go to our website, call. We have the postcards. They're behind our office in Summers Point. So that's what we have to do. So who is pushing the wind turbines? Why do we have to spend so much energy to fight them? And the short answer is, last year, Joe Biden and every Democrat in Congress voted for something called a $739 billion Inflation Reduction Act. And more than half of that money, or $391 billion, is being paid for these wind turbine projects and other projects like it. And Governor Murphy has a $54 billion state budget with a lot of this stuff in it. And the Board of Public Utilities approved automatic electric rates and gas rate hikes to pay for all this. So it's billions of dollars that we're fighting.
And Phil Murphy said, and we're going to talk about it later, he is definitely for these wind turbines. And he said, well we're going to come together on this. I guarantee it.
Okay. So basically, one more, just before I forget, on Monday, July 17th, I and six other speakers will be at a symposium on the importance of Judeo-Christian values to save freedom, liberty, and prosperity in America. That's posted on our website, and that's also important to show that the connection between, you know, if you have this attitude that all I care about is me, and I'm just going to vote for someone who's going to give me money and take it away from somebody else, you know, democracy doesn't work when you have that those kind of values. So that's an important issue. Another important issue, by the way, we talked about it last week, and you'll be interested to see what New Jersey is doing about it. Last July 4th, on July 4th, we had a black man in Philadelphia went on a killing spree, targeting and killing other black men because he said they were a threat to the neighborhood. That was a week ago. A couple of days ago, we had a 19-year-old from Sayreville, Omar Al-Qutul of Sayreville, pled guilty for trying to put together a plan for Muslims to murder Jews at synagogues and to murder gays at nightclubs in New Jersey, just like the mass murders at the Gay Pulse nightclub in Orlando several years ago. Now, I don't think you saw that much in the news.
No, I didn't. I didn't see it.
They buried it on the inside of Thursday's Press of Atlantic City, which, of course, you get in the mail if you get it all, you get online. Well, you want to know how? So you have, and of course, these crimes in the black neighborhoods, it's almost every week you read about a young black man, you know, murdering or shooting at other black men, getting arrested. And you have the neighborhood, you know, blacks in the neighborhoods are terrorizing their own neighborhoods. So this is what Attorney General Matthew Plotkin did, I guess about 3 days ago. He issued a report of how he's dealing with this violence. He issued a report saying that the greatest threat in New Jersey right now is white supremacy. And he goes on, and they have this whole report, that white supremacy targets a wide range of communities. White supremacists are seeking to inflict harm on blacks, immigrants, Jews, Muslims, and Asians, Latinos, non-whites, and LGBTQIA. So isn't it nice to know when you have these crimes, you know, a black mass shooter in Philadelphia on a killing spree, and his motive is, I'm scared to death of all these violent young black men that we have here. And then you have Omar Al-Qutul calling on Muslims to murder Jews in at synagogues, that we have an attorney general who is doing everything he can to protect us, you know, by fighting white supremacy.
Boy, that's really... Oh, boy.
And of course, I mean, there's just so much. At Atlantic City, I don't know if you noticed that the Atlantic City doesn't have a supermarket, hasn't had a supermarket in several years because there's too much crime, there's too much vandalism, there's too much shoplifting, and, you know, the police are ordered not to do anything about it because they don't want to provoke an incident. And so Atlantic City doesn't have a supermarket. So the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority, which taxes casinos, came up with a plan to pay ShopRite $18.7 million to open up a supermarket in Atlantic City. And ShopRite said, even that's not enough money for us to make money with all these losses. So now a company from communist China is now bidding to do the job of building a supermarket in Atlantic City.
Oh,
so that's the that was a news story in last Thursday's. So what could possibly go wrong here?
to everything.
And the other thing I forgot, not only you're saying, well, why are we doing these wind turbines if they don't work? Well, of course, there are people getting paid billions of dollars to do it. But also the propaganda in the newspaper. It seems that where the media, the national news, every story is blaming climate change for every storm, every fire, too much rain, too little rain, too hot, too cold, too much snow, all caused by climate change. And they're you know, brainwashing our kids into thinking that if you build these wind turbines in the ocean, everything's going to be fine. So we have that going on. And I guess the final point is just it's very discouraging. The absolute corruption. There are so many examples. I was talking about inflation. Why do you have inflation? Because people are getting paid and they have dollars in their hands for doing things that don't produce anything. And just like a little thing, if you want to buy a house in the Chelsea neighborhood of in the Chelsea neighborhood of Atlantic City, you see a $200,000 house in the Chelsea neighborhood, the realtor is going to say, oh, you don't have to pay $200,000 because 10% is going to be paid for by this special government program. We're going to give you $20,000. You don't even need a down payment. Now, where's the money coming from? Well, the money is coming from that these banks, in order to get their approval for diversity, equity, and inclusion, they have to set aside a certain amount of money for these programs. You also have programs for scholarships, $1 million set aside for $10,000 scholarships in Atlantic City. And what do you have to do to get those scholarships? You have to know somebody. If you know somebody and you fill out a form, you will get it. It has nothing to do with academics, has nothing to do with achievement, has nothing to do with economic need. So you wonder why people get discouraged. It's because there's absolutely no connection in America these days between doing the right thing, doing the productive thing, being good at your job, and how much you get paid. It's a matter of what group you're in, how much influence you have, and Liberty and Prosperity is just trying to point that out. And that leads me to my final point for the day. We have a calendar project where for 2024, we have a story for every single month of people in South Jersey who succeeded because they had good ideas, because they had the opportunity to succeed. And we talk about the Skinny D'Amato and the 500 Club. And we talk about Harry Schultz and Schultz Men's Shop. We talk about John Young, who did the $1 Million Pier. We talk about John McKee, you know, the black guy who built McKee City in Egg Harbor Township. All of these success stories. And I think the problem we have now is we're so used to seeing an America where you can only succeed if you have friends in politics, you have friends in the government, you have lawyers, you sue because you're entitled to something because you're in a certain group. To remember how great Atlantic City was, how great America was, when people were just free to buy a piece of property, build something, open up a business, and succeed. And, you know, that we baby boomers, we grew up with that. But our kids have no idea that this is what America used to be like. So if you want to know more about that calendar project, we got a grant of a few thousand dollars from the Atlanta County Cultural and Heritage Affairs Agency. But we still need a couple of thousand dollars more. So if you're involved in any group or government agency, a library, a historical association that wants to be a patron on that teaching calendar that we're doing, contact us at libertyandprosperity.com. And that's I have nothing else to talk about, John.
Okay, I think you pretty much covered everything, right?
And of course, the Liberty and Prosperity, it's on a Saturday. The breakfast discussion starts at 9:30, and I'm already late.
Yes,
if you're listening to it on Saturday.
Yes, okay.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Seth Grossman, libertyandprosperity.com is the website.